out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't know if anybody this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a wee little hair after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Or you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, it's Liquid U Tuesday, or at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, et cetera, whatever you're wearing, whatever you're drinking, whatever you're smoking, whatever you're eating, whatever you're popping, we appreciate, while you're listening to us, we appreciate the tap dancing fuck out of it.
Rectally.
Possibly the waltzing fuck.
Oh, yes.
If you're feeling like slower.
You like a grapevine?
We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, taking some, slinging some e-turds at the right and, talking about how the Republicans are all thrilled and turgid because they're finally, half of them passed, the House passed their horrible tax scam.
What a bunch of dicks.
Exactly. It's an insult to Vader.
It really is.
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And you know that, I mean, the Empire, they must have had, when they built that Death Star.
I got a life force!
Do you think they went into a deficit spending to build the fucking Death Star? I mean,
they were more of a totalitarian, kind of a Hitler-y.
Right. They didn't have a Congress. A
Trumpian version of how an empire should be run.
Yes. Oh God, I already said my name. I just forgot that I did. Hey, this Sarah Huckabee Sanders sounds like the most evil person on the fucking planet.
Why?
Listening to her today, it sounds like she's live from North fucking Korea. Just like touting all the things Hitler's done and talking about this tax thing and shit.
That's not nice at all.
No, but listen.
I love cows. That's not right. Nice to cows at all.
Yeah, apologize to Elsie. But you know what I mean? Like, it's just, God, I hate her.
Yeah, she's pretty craven as far as these people go. You know, it's so different. I saw a clip a couple days ago or something, just for the hell of it, of Josh Earnest, I think was his name, Obama's press secretary, doing one of these.
Who is that?
It was, you'd be surprised to learn that it was quite different. Bless you.
I mean, did he sit there and tout everything Obama did?
And yes, I'm an atheist. And yes, I say bless you. It's a cultural thing. I apologize.
That's okay. I that's all right. I'll deal with your sky god shit. I mean, maybe it helps. Who knows? But like, yeah, she didn't sound like the Third Reich.
Well, yeah, she's horrible. Spicy and hit and her both. Just completely different vibe with the press, completely different.
Mean.
And they had their problems too. They were not as transparent as they could have been. A lot of the press were pissy that sometimes they were shut out also during the Obama administration, but there wasn't the outright disdain. And
did they move him to another fucking room? Aren't we in a different room with the press or no?
I thought they tried, but they didn't do that. Like they had talked about it and everyone got in an uproar.
I still don't understand how the fuck, we got a Huckabee in the White House that we have to listen to. I mean, God.
Well, fortunately, it's that one there and not Not her father sitting in the White House.
Oh, God. Just vile all around. Just fucking disgusting. It just makes me... God, if you're listening and you voted for Trump, I can't forgive you. I don't have it in my heart to forgive you. I'm not even going to try. Yeah. Suck a dick. Turn into mulch.
I mean, I guess I could...
You suck.
I could forgive you for voting for him. I can't... Ugh. If you still support him, there's no forgiving you. No way you can justify supporting...
administration. Well, that's very Jesus of you, and it's very Christian of you. It's more Jesus-y and more Christian-y of you than these fucking dickbag evangelicals that voted for rapist Roy Moore. But the evil in casting the vote for Trump is that nothing he's doing is a surprise at all. Nothing. We knew he would do racist shit. We knew he would have an evil tax bill. We knew he would be unstable.
Well, that would have been any Republican.
On the foreign front, yeah.
Would have had the evil tax bill. And maybe it would have been worse. Who knows? Maybe all the light that Trump, the hatred of Republicans that's growing in general and the hatred of the administration, who knows? Maybe they would have tried to get away with more shenaniganry.
Oh, my God.
Who knows?
I mean, listen to her brag about for every three for every regulation we have, we've rolled back three or something.
Well, yeah.
How is that a good thing?
It shouldn't be quantity.
No.
It should be quality. And you should make sure that the we don't need those regulations. Many of them, there's a reason we have those regulations.
Yes. What over the past, decade, can you think of all the shitty things corporations have done? BP, the fucking Exxon spill, tar sands. I mean... This thing, what was that company that turned all the water in West Virginia to black licorice shit soup?
Freedom Industries or something.
What about
like
that? Less regulations, right?
Sure. Job creators need money.
Yeah, you get to clean it up.
Let's see what's going on in the headlines on this lovely Tuesday.
Oh, yes.
I can get that too. There we go.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the crab diving bunker.
Deep!
Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, December 19th, 2017.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines, y'all.
I like to eat! Oh, yeah. I love Satan, and I'm going to suck you dry, and I'm going to torture you to death.
He talks to Schittler at least once a week or something like that. Is that the deal?
Yeah, he should do video game voices.
Dude,
he
talks
voiceovers.
He's friends with our president.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking terrifying. He's an advisor to our president.
Do you remember how the GOP bitched and moaned that Obama was buddies with that Reverend Wright dude?
Sure. He had disavowed himself.
Yeah. I mean, I don't remember Reverend Wright. I don't know who the fuck that guy is.
He hadn't seen nor hung out with Reverend Wright in years and years and years, but they went back and found him at one point.
Is Reverend Wright as crazy as...
That's how Republicans work.
Alex Jones, though? I mean, is he as crazy?
He's pretty nutty, I think, but...
I mean, is he sucking your cerebral cortex
dry? I don't know about... Well, right, yeah.
Like me, man.
Well, and plus, Obama was not taking advice from him.
Right.
He was not taking Reverend Wright's calls.
Yeah, yeah.
Most of these butch lesbians, they want to be the guy smacking the hot chick around.
shit.
Did I say commie pinko liberal?
It fakes.
Already. HuffPost.
Sucking my dick.
The headline says, tax disaster on the verge.
Yay!
Bunch of smiling white people standing behind Paul, Eddie Munster, I'm going to take money from your grandmother, Ryan.
Bleh.
Who is beyond giddy. He had a speech that was fortunately interrupted by some protesters on the House floor right before the vote.
Good for you guys.
But they started yelling, you lie, this is just for the rich.
Right.
And he was like, we've been trying to do this for years. I've been thinking about this for years. Oh, my God. Oh,
Oh, yes. God. We're giving rich people tax breaks. Yes.
Squirts all around.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck?
After years of false starts and failed promises, it says over to the HuffPo. House Republicans passed their final tax proposal, expected to clear the Senate later today on, of course, a party line vote.
Yay.
And then it'll go to Don Trump for his signature. And you know there's going to be pomp and circumstance on this one.
Oh,
I want to ride in on a carriage. That bitch queen. Well, let me ride her carriage. So I'm borrowing it from Disney. And I'm going to ride in the White House to sign this.
You ever see, you know, I like you have the girl in
the
swing.
The princess.
Yes. With the little bucket. Which Disney princess is Trump? Is he Ariel or whatever?
Not the Indian one or the Mexican one,
well,
that's
please.
For sure.
You know those little swings that you ride in from the rafters? You see the singing girl on it?
I want to be Belle. I want to be a cage dancer with my moves out.
Which makes
I want to be Belle.
Makes Melania the Beast.
Ooh, jeez.
What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm. Ah!
The House passed the bill 227 to 203. 12 Republicans said nine.
Nine!
Mostly bluish, purplish state Republicans who know they would be fucked if they voted for it.
Right. Way to go, guys. Aren't you glad you endorsed, you supported this dick fuck when he was running for president? Yay.
But it's a big old gamble for the Republicans. This may end up costing them in 2018, 2020. It's profoundly unpopular. CNN poll.
You said poll.
Oh, yes.
In November showed 31% of voters viewed it favorably.
How many?
31%.
Okay.
Slightly less than people that view Trump favorably.
Right. When is the government going to do something that people want? That they want.
Well, right.
They're our representatives.
They're donors' representatives.
Oh, yes.
The 33%, another poll this week said 33% support it, but 55% are strongly opposed to it.
Strongly opposed.
Yeah.
Damn.
55%. They don't care.
What I remember reading a piece in from some reputable newspaper about what it means when you have a government that doesn't do anything that the people want. And it's the beginning of the end.
Right.
Like, we can't exist like this.
Ryan said, I've got to say, if people are out there on TV telling mistruths, disguising the facts of this thing, that's going to make it unpopular.
Paul Ryan, not me.
Paul Ryan said that.
Thank you.
That's why people don't like it.
Because
the mainstream media is saying it's not going to trickle down.
The mainstream media is looking at your bill and telling the public what's in it.
Right. And just about every nonpartisan economist out there that's done a report on it has said this is a big old throat deep Hummer.
Wow.
For the rich people.
Yes.
And in order to cover for it, let's take some money away from the poor.
But it's, you know, it's nuts. It's like giving into this, like, video game culture, right? It's these one percenters that are just racking up zeros in their account.
Sure.
They don't give a fuck. You know? They're not going to be able to take it with them when they're burning in hell.
The bill, he said that taxpayers will be happy next year when they see changes to their pay. I saw one thing that said, well, you know, for the first year.
Yes.
Because it's like they're roofing you.
Ooh.
And you're like, ooh, well, this is cool.
Sign
at the beginning.
Up.
Then as it wears off,
right,
as they sunset the tax breaks for people, of course, not for corporations.
Oh, great. Good.
But the tax breaks for the people are going to sunset.
Oh, sure. Where do I bend over?
And it was something like somebody making 40 grand a year is going to see $20 more a week, maybe, in their paycheck.
Okay.
Now, tops.
And then that goes away.
Then it goes down, yeah.
Well, fuck these guys. Well, fuck them.
And people don't realize the higher pay from booming business. Do they really think that corporations are going to suddenly start giving people raises. What the? How fucking stupid do they think people are?
We have a minimum wage. We had to pass a minimum wage, meaning
that they would love to scuttle.
They would
love to
be
able to pay less. Yes.
They would pay you less if they could.
So it's bullshit that suddenly people are going to start. And these cockwaddles, these rich people, these corporations are sitting on trillions with a T of capital, of cash.
That's crazy.
That they already have been sitting on, squirreled away out in
what are they doing with it?
In the counts in the Caymans. Well, the point is, so you're going to give them some more. Let's give them some more cash.
Yeah.
At what point are they like, oh, well, okay, let's give everybody raises.
It's immoral.
Right.
There's this. It's immoral. In this that fucking GOP, they use Jesus to beat the poor over the head with it. You know what I mean? Like, they're the party of family values and shit like this. How is this Christ-like?
Christ-like.
This is fucked up.
The Republicans have nothing to do with Jesus or Christianity. These Republicans.
Fuck you, Republicans. Just be honest, though. You're passing it. Be honest. Be honest that it's just a cash grab for you.
Well,
we're trying to dress it up as something else.
And they can't wait to flip open the switchblade and draw across the neck of Social Security and Medicare. Kick those takers off.
Fuck you. I let that Matt Gaetz. That's our representative.
Oh, you heard him today.
Oh my God.
Well, I want able-bodied, healthy adults to get out and get work. Go to work.
What do? You fucking drunk?
Well, and we're at near employment right now.
Right.
So once again, it's the myth of the Negro. It's racism.
Right.
He's telling his lily white base.
Yes.
Look. We still got a lot of Negroes out there that you're paying for their food and their big screen TVs and their Cadillacs.
If that dickhead, Matt Gaetz, had to live off minimum wage, he would lose his mind. You know?
Right.
And the minimum wage needs to be raised so it fits what inflation is, right? The standard of living.
And it hasn't gone up.
But why these
forever and wages in general, they keep talking about jobs. You're going to create jobs. We need wages, not jobs. Right now, jobs are okay.
What about people with three fucking jobs?
We need wages. Right. What about the people that have two or three fucking jobs? How about raising their wages? So maybe they only need two. Maybe they only need one full time job. Yeah. Then they can survive.
You take Lyft, you take that ride sharing thing and you talk to a Lyft driver and you're like, hey, how long have you been driving today? Just making stupid small talk. All of the time, 100%. They say, well, I started about an hour after I got off work. Ugh. Well, you're at work now.
Right.
Everybody's working. You got to pay people more. It's bananas.
This is going to inevitably make things worse. And there's going to be riots in the streets. They're asking for a French Revolution. They're asking for people to start to take to the streets and not be so kind about the Lamborghini driving by, not be so kind about the big old giant mansion on the hill.
And these fucking guys who are just squirreling away their money and all these rich fucking people, and they bitch about homeless people asking them for money and being out on the streets, fuck you. Fuck you. And you complain that they're begging for money.
Right.
You're just stealing money from our fucking country. And you're burying it. You're just passing it on to your gross, disgusting crotch spawn. Right. Ugh.
And I think they're lowering the charitable deductions or something like that. So they're gonna they're also how many of these asshole rich people would donate a fucking cent if they couldn't deduct it?
None of them.
So
none of them.
Right.
They wouldn't do shit.
So they're lowering that. And giving them less incentive to donate to charity. So they're double ass fucking the poor.
Yes, it's a double ass fucking.
Because the poor with an unasked for ass fucking.
That's, and there's
a
no
non-consensual.
Lube. There's no fucking lube in sight.
And
nothing.
They, so they're going to hurt charities.
Yeah. Right. You know, these fucking corporations and these fucking rich people don't do anything good for society unless you put a gun to their head and you make them do it.
Right.
But they
own businesses that create the jobs.
The jobs suck.
That we would like to pay slave wages for so we could make more money.
Suck.
And create more jobs. Wouldn't it be great to have more jobs at 5 cents an hour?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great? Look at all the employed people.
Oh, God. Yeah, I was reading about Norway. Why is it these fucking countries in Europe is nothing but snow and Finland, Norway, Sweden? Why do they have it going on and we suck so much dick? Why do we suck so hard?
Because they have smarter electorate.
They do, dude.
They emphasize education and shit. Free education up to college.
Right.
Up through college in many of those countries. They pay for your college. You don't pay a fucking dime to go to college. But what? No, here.
Oh, well, we can't do that.
Why? Why can't you?
Well, because then people will figure shit out.
I mean, think about it.
We don't want people to be smart. How will we fuck them and steal their money?
If you're a rich fucking guy and you raise kids and you throw money away in some fucking savings account so they don't have to pay a dime for college, well, then their education is essentially free. Why not afford the rest? Why not afford that to everybody else? Because if you're making minimum wage, how are you going to put money away for your kids' education?
Oh, right.
It's bananas. No wonder we're so fucking unenlightened. Everybody's poor as shit. When do you read a book?
And they look down on somebody that's working at McDonald's that would like to go to college.
Yeah.
But then they've got a kid. So they can't afford child care. So they can't go to school at night.
Yes.
Well, get another job. Well, if you work hard enough,
when
my dad, who's a doctor, I worked hard one summer.
Yeah.
I had a summer job. He made me get a job.
What do you think your life is like? Yeah.
Fuck you, you piece of shit.
What do you think your life is like as a kid? If your parents are home, you know, you're raised in a comfortable lifestyle. You can do better at school. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just, I just don't understand. If you don't want to give people a leg up that don't have as much as you, then what are you saying about the world that you want to live in?
Yeah,
and what Paul Ryan.
Everyone points out BT Dubs.
Yes,
Paul Ryan, a direct beneficiary. The only reason he was able to go to college was because, sadly, his father passed away when he was young, and he got, guess what, Social Security benefits that put him through school.
What a fucking little taker!
And now he wants to take those away. I got my ladder up. I'm pulling it up behind me, you fucking brown people.
You know, my atheism really bums me out sometimes because, God damn it, there's no heaven, there's no hell, none of this shit in the sky exists, okay? And it's sad. And every day I'm sad. The people like Paul Ryan, he's not going to roast in hell. That sucks.
Yeah, right.
That's the tragedy that there's no religion. That some of these right wing nut job dirtbag fuck nuts are gonna roast in damnation shit hell with Manson or whatever.
So I'm not gonna read any more about it. It sucks. It's just a total broken bottle fucking that we're getting.
Not just the bottle fucking, a broken bottle fucking.
And I hope that the people figure it out, but
yes.
I'm not convinced.
They
believe Trump.
Yeah. I mean, would it matter? I mean, I guess the elections, you vote the Republicans out and that would make things a lot better.
Yeah.
But
all this shit is the opposite of what that orange fuck promised during his campaign.
Yeah. What happened to this populist shit? What about that?
Unreal. Oh, this isn't going to hurt. This isn't going to help me and my friends. My friends are mad at me. All my rich friends. Lying sack of shit.
The guy sees the guy sees everything that's not him is the world's buffet. He just takes what he wants and he takes and he never gives back. You know, he pushes himself on women. He takes whatever he wants. He grabs them by the pussy. He kisses them if they want it or not. It doesn't fucking matter. He does the same thing with the fucking planet. He's a fucking taker.
He worked himself up, pulled himself up from his bootstraps, Ryan, remember?
Right.
Self-made billionaire.
Yeah, his corrupt daddy needed to put a bunch of shit in his name.
Yeah, if you
garbage.
If you think Donald Trump is a self-made billionaire, that's where I'm going to get all Hitler-y and say you should be sterilized.
Yeah.
For the good of the future species.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're too fucking dumb to procreate.
Yeah, spend all day with your cell phone self-made. Sitting on your balls or something. Maybe that'll work.
Sterilization.
Over at the Drudge Report.
Fuck you. Are they happy? Those little dick fucks? They're not happy.
It says House forced to re-vote on tax cuts.
Sad.
Why?
The House is expected to have to vote again tomorrow on their sweeping tax legislation after several provisions were ruled out of order in the Senate.
They did it wrong.
The Senate's expected to vote today after striking the provisions which relate to expanding tax-advantaged college savings accounts and taxing college endowments.
Okay.
The stumble is an embarrassment for Republicans who just hours before, this is Politico, who just hours before were celebrating on the House floor and getting kudos from Trump for passing the landmark bill, sending it to the Senate. They fucked up.
They did it
they
wrong.
They rushed this through so quickly before the roofie ran off, ran out for suck. The country. It also plays, it plays into the hands of the Democrats who've been saying the speed with which Republicans are pushing this is a recipe for chaos for no reason.
For no good reason, right? Well, for one reason. So Dick Bag McGee, the orange fucknut, can get a W.
Oh, yeah. Before That's Christmas. It. I promise before Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Fuck you.
He's going to be losing his mind when the end of the year comes around and Mueller hasn't sent him that letter that he's expecting.
Oh, that says, hey, guys, we figured it out.
No collusion.
You're exonerated, Mr. President. I know that's coming.
Yeah. If Trump wants to do something nice for Christmas, why don't you send a letter to all the dreamers and say, hey, you guys are fine. Don't worry about it. No, sweat it out through Christmas. God.
They're still saying it's just a bump in the road. They're sure they'll take care of it again, vote tomorrow in the same numbers. And once it's fixed, the Senate will, as far as they know, still vote for it. Mike right. Pence delayed his trip to the Middle East. Remember where he was going to be? He was going to be unwelcome in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre and because of the Jerusalem decision.
I have a question in attempt to understand the Donald. Do you think if he could take back what he said about Jerusalem, would he? Knowing all the bullshit it caused? Or is this what he wanted? That's
no,
a tough one.
I don't think self-assessment is in his...
It's good. That's
any,
true.
Anywhere in his skill
right.
set.
That's a ridiculous question. I mean, because it just seems like it caused a bunch of bullshit, you know, that wasn't necessary.
Right.
But he doesn't think that way.
Schumer says, given the bill's substance, it's no surprise they're in such a rush. 11th hour backroom deals Ooh. Have managed to only make their bad bill even worse. They don't want to discuss it. They don't want to have sunlight shed on it. They don't want anyone to know what's in it because it is so, so bad and the public knows it.
Nah, it sucks. It sucks. Since when did you get somebody a Christmas present? This is Trump's Christmas present to the country. Since when did you get somebody a Christmas present? Here's your present. Don't unwrap it, please. It's yours. Don't unwrap it. Don't look at it.
Here's your present. I'm taking your left testicle.
Oh, yes.
And your left ovary.
Fuck you,
ovaries. Thanks. Well, I'm going to do whatever I want with your fucking ovaries. I'm going to grab your pussy. Then lucky for you, I'm going to chew a little gum and shove my disgusting right-wing nut job racist tongue down your fucking throat because I'm Donald fucking Trump.
I'm rich.
Oh, my God. What a pig.
This is a day I've looked forward to for a long time.
Who is this?
Paul Ryan. Today is about how much better things can be. More jobs, fairer taxes, and bigger paychecks. Faster growth and real upward mobility.
Ooh.
A strong economy Ooh. That makes us all stronger.
Yeah. Get back to the Nordic track, you fucknut.
Bitch
Go work
ass,
out some red more.
Redneck, white bread, chicken shit, motherfucker. Fuck you, your mama, and everything connected to you, you racist piece of shit. Fuck you.
Ah! Nobody says it better.
Snoop Dogg.
Nobody sums it up better. Fuck you.
So there you go. They're thrilled plenty.
Yay.
And just remember what happened. It didn't take very long after Reagan passed his ridiculously unsupported voodoo economics tax cuts in the early 80s that the whole country went to fuck.
Oh, yeah.
And they had to raise taxes. And guess who they raised the taxes on? The middle class to pay for the rich people.
Oh, shit. They'll probably do the same fucking thing. God.
But the big difference is Ronald Reagan, also was really big on spending. He was one of the spendiest presidents out there.
Right.
So the economy wasn't as shitty because of government programs.
It was the money he was putting into the economy.
The jobs he created as a, as like putting money into spending and infrastructure, mostly defense.
Right.
But nonetheless, it was jobs which helped. This is just the opposite. They're not doing fuck all. They're simply taking money from
the
poor
country
and giving it to the rich with no offsets except for unicorns shitting out cotton candy.
You can't eat that.
Is what they think is going to happen. That, oh, well, all this stimulation, the economy's going to go batshit crazy.
You know that we got a homeless problem in this country? There are people without roofs, dude.
More and more.
This is fucking evil. Do you remember Koreatown?
Sure.
There's villages.
I saw a comment the other day from a person who said they've been walking the same way to work for like 10 years.
Yeah.
And that there's a couple of areas where all of a sudden there was one homeless person, then there's a few, and now it's like a couple of tent cities under some overpasses and stuff like that.
Think about what that means. Now, I know a lot of these Paul Ryan types will think, well, they should get a job and better themselves.
Well, they should have stocks because the Dow is doing great.
Do you think someone that lives under an overpass of an interstate is like, look at this. This is great. I'm going to fucking set up camp here. I'm going to build a little cardboard house. It's nuts. You know that sign? What is that sign down right before you go over the Bay Bridge?
Here in Pensacola?
There's people.
Oh, no panhandling within 500 feet of this sign.
Well, those people don't want to panhandle. It's not like they wake up in the morning like, oh, I'm so glad I get to go panhandle.
Yeah, woo.
They're probably panhandling to buy food and shit like that.
Right.
I mean, don't these Republicans know that if they take money from... It's not like the... They think if they take money and give it to these ultra-rich people, what happens from where they took them? Don't they know they're creating more poor people? I mean, I'm not an economist, but that makes sense, right?
I don't think they care.
I
don't think they care.
It's bad, but it's bad for our country.
Their donors are pissed.
Yeah.
They want their tax cuts. They don't care. And and people like Paul Ryan are creepy, Ayn Rand-licking ideologues who think greed is good. Selfish is good. These are good human qualities.
Right.
That's read Ayn Rand's bullshit and read about objectivism.
Yeah.
She's a heinous, loathsome creature. And I don't know how they... she played into a lot of insecure little boys.
Right.
Who... somehow think they're going to be, I'm going to be John Galt. Oh, I'm going to be the billionaire that saves the world.
Yeah.
Oh. Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you. Back off.
There's other shit going on in the world.
Yes.
I don't know, good news.
Okay, good news. Good news on crab diving.
Colorado.
Yes.
The
pot state, right?
One of them. Yeah, sure.
Ooh.
Jeff Bosesh is going to try to do something about that.
Fuck you.
I don't think any good people smoke marijuana.
You know, I think there's like a waiting list to get a medical marijuana card here. Like once you go apply for it, it takes like a month or some bullshit like that. God damn.
It'll be less complicated. It was the same, not as onerous in California when they first started. So I heard. But they were definitely really expensive.
Right.
Everything came down, and hopefully they'll have some sanity here in this state.
They better do something good.
Well, they need to get we need to look into what it takes to get more referendums on the referendi.
Is Matt Gaetz for legalization of pot?
No.
I mean, God, he's pro DUI.
Well, who knows?
He's pro drunk driving. He's
pro him drunk driving.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, because he loves it, apparently.
He's pro white privileged son of a big politician in Florida getting off of 7 DUIs.
How can a guy with 7 DUIs be against marijuana legalization? Well, that doesn't make any fucking sense.
He wasn't charged. He was only pulled over that many times.
That's what happens to everyone when they get pulled over, right?
When your father is the Speaker of the House of the Florida Senate or Florida House or something. He was a big, he was a poobah here in Florida. Gross.
Yeah.
Gross as fuck. So Colorado.
Right.
A local hero.
Okay.
By the name of Joseph Ruibal.
Ruibal.
Ruibal. Ruibal.
I don't know him.
He had a sign.
Yes.
In his yard that he had put up previously. That had garnered complaint calls to media and law enforcement, but there was ultimately nothing they could do about it.
Right.
Because it was on his private property.
Fuck you.
And even though they don't like one of the poo-poo words, it's on the sign.
Uh-oh.
Tough titties.
Yeah.
It's, you can't, you can have a fuck you sign hanging in your front yard.
Oh, yeah?
And that's okay.
Okay, go put that sign up right now.
his sign said, fuck Nazis.
Okay, who's against that? I mean, like fuck them or like...
No, like he hates them, yeah.
Yeah. That's a good sign.
Snowflakes, racists, white supremacists.
They don't like that?
And probably the faux Christians were like, but my little snowflake kid, my little kid sees that bad word. It says fuck. I don't want my kid to see that word fuck.
That's a side I root for in Sound of Music.
Yeah.
God damn
it. I hate how that evil family got away. Spoiler alert.
How the fuck could the Von Trapps escape singing that dumb fucking song?
Right. They made that poor little Nazi boy look bad.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Many sides.
They were good people. He said they said they'd never received any complaints about the sign besides being up for months. Now it's been stolen.
No. Somebody stole the fuck Nazis.
Somebody stole a fuck Nazis sign out of the poor man's yard.
No, okay.
True American stick-to-itiveness.
Yes.
He has now built it bigger, better, and more permanent.
Oh, wow. We should all have these in our yards. We should all be united with that sentiment. Fuck Nazis. Fuck them.
The Greeley Tribune in Colorado.
Yay.
Serving Greeley in Weld County, Colorado.
Fuck Nazis.
Support local media.
Is there a picture of that sign?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
It says, Greeley family has shown a commitment to expressing its anti-Nazi beliefs, building a larger, sturdier fuck Nazis sign.
But doesn't everybody...
After the first one was stolen.
I agree with these people. Fuck Nazis. But doesn't everyone agree with me? Don't you agree with me?
A neighbor in the past few weeks had called Greeley police and the Tribune complaining about the sign.
Yes.
Displayed prominently in the front yard. The neighbor took issue with the crass language on the sign and said kids pass by the house before and after school.
Well, they should note the sign.
Yeah. And you should have your little crotch spawn leave their cell phone on and open as they're walking to and from school or as they're sitting at their lunch tables. Tell me your little shit stain doesn't know all those words and use them liberally when you're not around. How stupid are people? Weren't you kids? You were kids. Right. That's what I don't understand when people become parents and somehow utterly forget what little shitheads they were.
I don't know. But I will tell you this. I'd rather my kid talk, I don't know, was it cuss like a sailor?
So don't do it in public.
The important thing is I want them to know fuck Nazis. I'm not kidding.
Sure.
I'm not kidding, because there's kids, you know, these kids, some of these kids, they're raised by racist fucking parents. Yeah. And that's, you got to figure that's what racism, people get in the, you go to school, you meet people that are raised by parents that, you know, hate people of color or homophobic or whatever, and that shit rubs off on you. It's insidious. If I had a kid, I'd love for him to say, you know what, Dad, fuck Nazis. I'd be like, there you go.
So I guess this is that was the first complaint. About the Rubles say they've never received any complaints, despite it having been up for months. But in a day of the Tribune running a story about the sign,
oh god,
it got stole.
That's crazy.
Undeterred, their son Preston created another one.
Yes,
bigger, better, stronger.
Good for you, Preston.
The Joseph is a U.S. Army vet who served in Nam. And he stands behind his sign.
Right.
Police say it's a free speech issue, and he is within rights to display the sign on property. The Supreme Court ruled on the word fuck a while back. You can wear a T-shirt that says fuck you, fuck your anything, fuck your mother, fuck your God, fuck everything.
But and fuck Nazi.
Too bad. That doesn't mean people may not comment on it or
absolutely.
Feel, or you may, you know, have to deal with the consequences of your free speech. But
fuck Nazis. I mean, you know, it's a great, that is a great message.
I found a picture of it.
Fuck Nazis.
The original. See it. Can't it was see pretty it. Ghetto. They have one of those wire deer. With lights on it right
that
next
looks
to
like
it.
Shit.
And they put up the sign in the birdbath with all kinds of lights around it.
Guys.
Well, there's a better one. This was a pretty ghetto sign, okay. Apparently. This is the one that was stolen.
Right. If anybody needs help with their fuck Nazi sign, send us a note, info@crabdiving. My mom's an artist. She's good at all that shit. She can help.
From
she can make great signs, you know,
the new Pfeiffer brand.
The fuck Nazi brand.
That
should be everybody's brand, though. I don't know anybody that I'm friends with who would, if I said fuck Nazis, they'd be like, oh yeah, totally fuck them. And if they wouldn't say that, I don't know that I'd be buds with them, because
that at a show here in Florida sometime and see what kind of response you get. Who else agrees? Fuck Nazis.
Well, you know what I said last night. I said, "Hey, listen, if you didn't vote for Hillary Clinton in this last election, congratulations on your white privilege."
How'd that go over?
Cricket. I didn't give a fuck. Fuck them. Who cares? Eat my dick. I said some funny shit too. I can shove my politics down your face. What do you think about that? Fuck Nazis, baby.
People terrified, apparently.
How was that controversial? I still don't understand that. Fuck Nazis. We all hate Nazis. Nazis are bad.
Well, it's the poo-poo word.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
If you're going to use the poo-poo word with anything, I would think it would be Nazis. They committed genocide.
Well, I would concur, but there are some pearl clutchers out there.
God. Grow up.
And I'm sure the neighbor... If we did a thorough investigation into the neighbor that is upset about the children, what about the children?
Hey,
seeing the F word, I'll bet there's shenaniganry.
Oh yes,
a plenty crime and tons of sin in that person's past. So, because that's usually the way it goes.
Hey,
with those Christianists.
Any neighbors listening to this podcast, put as many fuck Nazi signs up as you want in your front lawn. I don't give a shit. You know what? I'm gonna put one up. I'm going to put a sign that says fuck Nazis out front, right out there.
Ooh.
So what?
We're not in Colorado.
Well, Colorado's, you know, right wingy, not like Florida.
Yeah, it depends on the part of Colorado.
Well,
I guess.
We're in the bubble. We're in this little, but still, I guess.
Busy street.
Right.
I don't want to give away too much info.
It's important, though. It's an important message. Some people aren't on board. Fuck Nazis, baby.
Fuck the Nazis.
Absolutely.
So there was a little bit of good news, I guess. Bad news that some asshole went and stole it. But good news that it's gone up bigger, better.
Fuck Nazis.
Now they need to get like a big dog to run around them.
Yeah.
New Star Wars film is out.
Oh, okay.
You may have heard.
Right. What is this one? The Force One?
Had a great opening weekend.
The Force Awakens.
And ringing in on all the reviews are, coming in and everything. It's pretty positive.
Yes.
Especially for Star Wars aficionados.
Ooh, wee-wee.
Who are way into it. The ringing in with... I guess this is a negative review.
Yes.
Of the new Star Wars movie.
Right.
I actually can't even tell you. He did see it. Okay. So he did see this movie, and this is an actual review of a movie.
Okay.
This person saw. I think he's not a big fan.
He didn't like Star Wars.
My wife bought tickets like opening night. Are we going to have to go to Star Wars?
Alex Jones.
Come on, Alex.
My wife bought tickets.
Damn.
Like opening night, are we going to have to go to Star Wars? And I just said, man, I can't look at that poor, sad Princess Leia. Carrie Fisher was so eaten up near the end of her death. It's just to see a person like that on screen, I just don't want to see it. And the others are...
Maybe he didn't go. He's too worried about Carrie Fisher.
Well, wait, I mean, what's his point? That she's old?
I think the drugs. I think talking about the drugs.
But she's an older person. She doesn't look drugged out in that movie.
Well, right. Yeah.
What's he talking about? It doesn't make any sense.
I was going to say I thought she'd beat them, but we found out in the tox reports after
her
death that she had not beaten them.
Yeah.
I think it's sad. I'll be sad that she's gone when I see the movie. Because
and she was awesome.
Right. And honest.
Yeah.
About all of her misgivings.
And she stuck up for people too, right? I mean, in the industry with all the sexism and shit.
To see a person like that on screen, I just don't want to see it. And the others are so chock full of political propaganda. So I was talking to some of the crew, and Daria went and saw it.
Star Wars is full of propaganda.
What must he... See when he says, I'm talking to the crew, is that the InfoWars crew that's there?
Yeah. So
what do they talk about all day?
So the bad guys losing is propaganda? Making the Empire, the evil Empire, look evil?
Right.
Is propaganda.
I mean, I watched all the Star Wars except for the new one, and the bad guys are, I mean, there's not a lot of redeemable qualities about the bad guys in Star Wars, right?
Well, right, because they're the Republicans. That's why he's mad.
Well,
they're the conservatives.
Come on, Alex. The weird thing is he doesn't care. The Republicans are happy being evil. How else do you explain that tax bill?
Oh, yeah.
If they this is stupid.
Just don't want to see it. And the others are so chock full of political propaganda. So I was talking to some of the crew, and Daria went and saw it. And she said it was total SJW that Princess Leia has a girlfriend with purple hair. And again, I don't care if there's people with purple hair, but every movie, the women are the bosses, the women are the heroes. They're all lesbians.
What the fuck is he talking about?
That's not true.
Not every movie, they're like, God damn it, dude.
Movie where the woman is the boss, they're all lesbians.
Was it Ruth Bader Ginsburg when someone asked her how many women? What did I say?
Vader.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Did I say Vader?
You said Vader.
Oh, shit. That's a great Sith Lord. Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Didn't someone ask her how many women should be on the Supreme Court? And she said all of them.
Yes.
Because it's been men for a long fucking time.
Yes. What do you think the correct amount of women should be on the Supreme Court? And she said, well, nine. And then the reporter was like, what? She said, yeah. Why are you taken aback by that? For how many couple hundred years, it was all penis bearers. Dude, so, yeah. And you were okay with that.
I mean, what's the big deal?
Well, right.
Go look at all the movies that are out now. How many leads are straight white males?
Just imagine if the it majority. Somehow shook out that all nine Supreme Court justices were female. Imagine the butt hurt from the conservatives right. in this country. There's no man. We're not represented.
But then I would say to them, but there was just men in the Supreme right. Court for years.
Exactly.
In the government. Exactly. In all jobs.
Exactly.
And we why couldn't even pass the matter? Equal Pay for Women Act.
Why does it matter what is or isn't swinging between your thighs?
I know. What does that fucking matter?
To whether you can follow the law and be a good justice.
You fucking idiots. I mean, the idea that... God, what? So what? What if every movie nominated for Best Picture is a female lead?
Big deal. They gotta be biscuit bumpers, according to Alex.
Biscuit bumpers.
According to Alex?
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, not at all. It's just he's...
Whether heroes are all SJWs. Yes! They're battling the evil empire. They're social justice warriors. They're not into authoritarianism. This is so obvious that now that they're going full Nazi.
Right. Totally.
This right-wing conservative dickbags like Alex Jones are going full Nazi because if he finds
yes
the pro-rebellion stance to be SJW, you are a sick, twisted fuck.
Right. I'm looking at all the movies right now. And I don't think all the leads are female lesbians.
And if they put a couple of characters in there that may like to suck genitals that are equal to theirs, who cares?
Who gives a fuck? I actually think that would probably help us. At least people would see gay people, you know, in society doing things. You wouldn't be like, oh, they're all weird and shit. God damn.
So he's pissed because some woman has a girlfriend. In Star Wars.
Who fucking cares?
SJWs. Look, they even pushing their agenda in Star Wars.
Oh, my God. I imagine.
It's sad.
Think about it. It's Star Wars. It's a different universe or whatever it is. Galaxy, or is it supposed to be our galaxy?
What a sad.
Who fucking cares?
Insecure little creature.
This guy's hung up because there's two people of the same sex hooked up. In a world where there's something called a Yoda that lives in Dagobah that can move things around with his fucking hands.
Yeah.
What's a big deal?
Right.
Let's
see somebody fucking a Hutt.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
Social justice warrior.
Hutt's got a fuck. But if you look at all the movies, Star Wars, I imagine that's, I don't know, who's the lead in that? Is that... Princess Leia Jr.
It's kind of the earlier ones are Luke.
What's the
now? It's
what's the young Princess Leia? What's her name? Clint?
Ray.
Okay. Well, oh, that's good. That's a woman. Jumanji. I think that's the fucking Rock, the Greatest Showman. I'm gonna say that's probably a white dude. Showman.
He said the movies that have women leads.
Oh, okay.
They're all lesbians.
You know what the shittiest fucking movie looks like? Oh my God. Owen Wilson with some dickhead in something called Father Figures, a zany comedy.
Pass.
Oh, my God, guys. Jesus fucking Christ.
And so I was talking to some of the crew, and Daria went and saw it. And she said it was total SJW that Princess Leia has a girlfriend with purple hair. And again, I don't care if there's people with purple hair, but every movie, the women are the bosses, the women are the heroes. They're all lesbians. It's the same story over and over again. And it's a formula. It's state sponsored. It's brainwashing.
Is it
state
really?
State sponsored and brainwashing.
State sponsored.
And it's a formula. It's state sponsored. It's brainwashing. It's like all these shows where the Russians are our enemies. And then the bad guy, because they're the resistance, fighting like an Eric Trump like character. So I haven't seen it yet. And again, Daria said, yeah, I talked about it on Twitter. They all attacked me. That's because that's what they do. It's a place where they can ban you, censor you, and then all gang up. But Daria...
It's a place where people express their actual outrage to something moronic and stupid that you tweeted. Oh, yeah, that's what they do. They gang up.
Is there a bill somewhere that Obama passed? It was like, guys, we're going to do... We're going to... Fucking
forced lesbianism in movies act.
Where is that then? Where am I? I am not seeing that. I don't know.
Yeah.
They all attack me. That's because that's what they do. It's a place where they can ban you, censor you, and then all gang up. But Daria, just briefly, I'll go back to Paul Watson. Give us your take on Star Wars, the last drug addict or whatever.
The last drug addict.
You know what? This guy's an asshole, but damn, he's entertaining. I mean, what the fuck? He's so stupid.
What about all that shit he sells?
Oh, horny goat weed and
supplements that you're supposed vitality. To take every 5 minutes. How is that not addicted to bullshit?
What is colloidal silver? He sells that. Is that shit you rub on your balls to make you
drink it?
Viral? Don't viral?
You drink it or eat it or something?
I think you rub it on your tongue. And
tweet us during the show at Crab Diving. One word, CRABDIVING.
Watch us.
You can also sling us a message over at our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving, where all the cool kids hang out.
What happened? Obama was like, I'm going to listen, Michelle, tell me what you think of this. I want to send a big army of lesbians with purple hair over to Hollywood to take over this shit. We're going to SJW shit this up, baby. Fuck
it. So insecure, such sad little boys they are. And I'm sorry if you're insecure in your own, or you're secure in your own manliness or masculinity. I can't imagine thinking any thoughts like this. Why
you do need to see more gay people and more people of color and more females in leads and shit. So it
reflects reality.
We are, you know, why wouldn't you want that? Why would you want diversity in all your movies?
God, he must have hated Wonder Woman. That island full of women.
Oh my God.
Good God.
Hey, Alex, if you ended up at, what's that Wonder Woman Island? What's that called?
Paradise Island.
Oh yeah. They'd fuck you up.
Beaver Banging Island.
Yeah. They would fuck you up on Beaver Banging Isle. They would. Honestly.
That'd be fun to watch.
You wouldn't last 2 seconds in their world, dummy.
Ripping his shirt off. Come on! Some Amazon beats the shit out of him.
But how you beat me up? I just took my colloidal silver.
So there you go. Alex Jones, apparently not a big fan.
Yay!
Of the commie pinko liberal.
If eight.
Star Wars.
Oh, yes.
Oh, it's all SJW.
Oh, yeah.
God, if anything's SJW, it's Star Trek. That's all socialist.
Oh, yeah.
Total socialism.
And again, it's crazy to think,
there's no money.
Huh?
There's no money.
In Star Trek?
In Star Trek Earth.
Then what do they do when they want to go?
They go.
What if they want to go eat?
They go eat.
What if they want to go to, like, Six Flags or something like that? They don't go.
They go.
Damn.
It's all free.
Why can't we... Damn, they're doing it in a movie. Why can't we do it in real life? Fuck this. Right, I hate money.
They decided to work together as a species instead of
shit.
Somehow find a way to make one person feel better about themselves and others.
If it weren't for people like Paul Ryan and Mitch the Bitch and Shitler, God, think about where our society would be if it weren't for this racism and this fucking religion. Damn.
Right.
The prime directive up your ass, you know?
We've got good news.
Oh, yes.
Not even with a question mark.
Oh, shit.
Big news.
Right. Ooh, yes.
That over a month since the big wins by Democrats in the Virginia House of Delegates, remember?
Fuck you!
One of the most satisfying being the first transgender.
Right.
Member of the legislature who defeated the Republican asshole who literally wrote the law that we're going to check your hoo-ha before you go into the bathroom to make sure you were born with that.
That is fucking beautiful. I love
amazing.
Shit like that.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
And a horrible Christo fascist.
Oh, what a loon.
Who refused to refer.
In his concession speech, right?
Danica
Patrick.
I've forgotten her last name.
Noel. Sounds like O.
Yeah, Danica something. Damn. But this asshole refused to refer to her as her. That's called him
ridiculous.
Rome.
Danica Rome.
Yeah.
Just popped into my tiny
R-O-E-M.
Head. Yeah. Well, they, the race garnered even more attention today after a recount. Remember, oh, there were a few of these that were really, really close. And several of the blood red districts were flipped blue, giving a possibility that the actual Virginia House of Delegates would be turned blue for the first time in 18 years.
That is fucking awesome.
And sure enough, on today, they declared Democrat Shelley Simons the winner by one single vote.
Bam!
Over her the GOP incumbent.
That's great. Fuck you, Republicans. Fuck you.
And this is the, I mean, this is a literal, Cecile Richards tweeted out, never let anyone tell you one vote doesn't matter.
Hell yeah.
Never let anyone tell you one vote doesn't matter. Right,
right. Man, that's awesome. Maybe we'll see more of this shit.
And the Democrats are emboldened. When we fight, we win, is what they're saying. We just don't fight.
Yeah. Because you think these seats, there's no way to win.
Oh, yeah. Let's not put any money into it. Let's not knock on doors. It's a, you know, it's the nuttiest Republican who won by 20 points last time. So why bother?
Look at Alabama, man.
Guess what? Yeah. Guess what?
Fucking badass.
And lots of congratulations on the Twitter and everything like that. So awesome, awesome news out of the state of Virginia. It's flipped.
Right.
Ends the 17-year majority of the Republicans.
17 years.
So now they've got a Democrat as governor, Democrat as lieutenant governor. I believe the Democrat won the AG also.
Yes.
And is this a Democrat legislature?
Is this a reflection of Schittler? Is this people like,
sure,
these GOP dick bags are fucking useless? They're horrible. They're evil. Fuck them.
Yeah.
I love that. That's great.
I think it's a total repudiation of Trumpism and the GOP whorism of accepting Trumpism.
Right.
Even if you're an alleged normal, decent Republican.
Because if you didn't endorse the guy, that if you didn't say anything to stand, you didn't stand up to this totalitarian, you know?
Right.
How could you not? How could you think that your constituents would be served by this racist? And to stand by and just let him roll in and just take this country over was fucking nuts, you know?
Well, he lied.
Yeah.
He convinced, you know, ignorant people that he was like Bernie.
Where's the wall?
He was going to be populist. He was going to hurt himself and his rich friends to help them, to bring jobs.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the thing is, man, where's the wall, though? Where's the wall? Where's all the people that were going to be deported from this country day one, he said. He said day one they'd deport a shit ton of people. They'd build a wall. And if you're a fucking dickhead.
He was going to repeal Obamacare day one, remember?
Yeah, what about that?
Then it was like, who knew? Who knew it was so complicated?
I don't know. Well, I mean, who knew? Dude, if you spend all day playing on a fucking golf course, grabbing pussies, chewing gum, sticking your tongue down people's throats that don't want it, you don't know anything.
Yeah.
This guy doesn't know shit. He knows golf.
You know, Christian Bale's getting some shit.
Uh-oh. Did he do something?
Christian Bale...
he's in trouble for this.
Oh shit.
Oh God, he's fat Christian Bale right now. He's doing a movie where he's got to be fat.
Oh dude.
He's going to kill himself because he got really sick and had to be, I believe, in hospital after he starved himself to do that one role where he was skeletal and skinny.
Can I ask a dumb question, Hollywood? Why don't you get a fat guy?
Oh yeah.
Why don't you get a fat guy?
Put him in a fat suit.
Yeah.
Our culture will be so much richer the day that we stop saying, hey, it's all white dudes who are running things, whether that be Hollywood, whether that be Washington. You know, we're going to get in Hollywood so much better films and so much more interesting stories being told. And America will become the America that the rest of the world sees it as, that makes it unique, that that as an Englishman, and I'm sure Rosamund is an Englishman as well, we recognize, I'm going to drag you into this, that we recognize makes this such a beautiful, brilliant country. And not to ruin that, I mean, it's the reason that I moved here. It's the reason my kids have American accents. Is because it is that. It's a country of inclusion.
So he's saying,
get rid of the white guys.
Oh, wow, that's
we're
awesome.
Better off if white dudes weren't running everything.
You know, I like Christian Bale as an actor. I was sure he was about to say something totally shitty, but yeah. Based on other things that we've heard
supposed
from
to be
him.
A spectacular asshole, but yeah.
Right, I mean, listen.
He's apparently right on this yeah, front.
Yeah. Boy, I bet you, his kids, he has kids?
Yes.
Ooh. What's it like when dad gets mad? Or what's it like when dad's trying to work on his lines and somebody's being loud?
Don't move a light behind him.
I got to say, though, listen, man. Why
you're going to defend him.
Why are you adjusting a light when you're trying to have a fucking moment? It's hard. You know, it's hard sometimes. Well, yeah. Got to concentrate. You got some guy fucking around with a fucking light.
Yeah.
I hate when I'm doing stand-up and some dickhead's talking about nothing over in the corner. It's all I can hear. Then you start fixating on that. You get mad and you just lash out.
Did you ever do a film or anything where you had to act with a grip?
Yeah, absolutely.
Or the wall?
Yeah.
And pretend somebody was there because they left or they were in makeup for the next scene or something else. And you're supposed to be having a conversation with somebody. And one of the lighting guys is giving the line to you off camera so that you can react and everything.
Right.
The magic of acting.
I was on a set once. I told somebody to shut the fuck up. It was making me insane.
That, you.
Well, yeah, I did. You know, and this guy wouldn't shut up. He was just talking about some episode on The Simpsons, and we were shooting something with no sound, so, you know, it didn't matter. But I was like, you know, I don't know. I was pretending to smoke a cigarette at the same time, and if you don't smoke, it's a hard thing to do. Make it look believable. And I get some dickhead doing his impression of Mr. Burns or something. I was like, God, shut up. You know?
Let's see.
Didn't Carrie Fisher send somebody a bloody tongue?
Kick your fucking ass!
Oh, yeah.
I want you off the fucking set, you prick!
I'm sorry.
No, don't just be sorry. Think for one fucking second. The fuck are you doing? Are you professional or not?
Yes, I am.
Do I fucking walk around and rip that? No, shut the fuck up, Bruce. Do I want? No. No. Don't shut me up. Am I going to walk around and rip your fucking lights down in the middle of a scene? Then why the fuck are you walking right through? Ah, da 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 da, like this in the background. What the fuck is it?
You know, he gets. There you go. You know, listen, he was funny. You forget. That's funny when he's like, da 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 da. Yeah, I mean, he should have just said.
He
shut
did
the-
apologize to the guy right. afterwards. And, yeah, you know, and did a lot of mea culpas for it. But
right, see, and he was just frustrated. He should have said shut up and left it at that. Lily Tomlin, however, she was right. She was right. She shouldn't have. You know, she should have had a quiet set. She was trying to act and all this other shit. She was trying to make it happen. She was getting shitty direction.
Oh yeah, bullshit.
Yeah.
Who knows? Who knows what's up? I don't have a fucking idea. Leave me the fuck alone. Oh, shut up. You shut the fuck up, too.
That was for Dustin
Hoffman.
Dustin Hoffman. He was like, well, you know, maybe I should just. He was doing that actor shit. Yeah. Use it. Use the anger. You should, right. You know, you just use that anger. Just use. She's like, oh, shut up. You shut the fuck up. Too.
But, you know, on some level, it is kind of irritating because, you know, everybody thinks they can act and everybody thinks it doesn't take any skill and whatever.
And in Lily's defense, she's never been known to do that before.
Yeah.
And every other actor that was around was like, I forget the director's name. He's a notorious asshole.
Yeah, he did. Well, I've never seen that movie. I have no desire to see that movie, but I saw that scene and I saw the outtakes.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's the interesting thing. I don't want to see that shit movie. Was it I Heart Huckabees?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
God damn it. You fucked it up. God damn you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
I mean, you know, someone elicited that from her. It's not out of a fucking void. It's not like Lily Tomlin woke up and is like, I'm going to tell everybody to fuck off 57 times.
And the story was it had been a long time coming. Like, he had been an asshole to her and riding her for a while on right. in other earlier
Didn't
scenes.
She start to tear the set down, too?
Oh, I don't know.
She did. She started to tear the set down. Some bullshit.
crazy actors.
Right. No, no, it's not crazy actors. It's just people. Sometimes people just don't appreciate what you do. Because, you can't, it looks like anybody, if you're a good actor, you make it look like anybody can do it. So dickheads look at it, it's like, oh, anybody can act. You know what I mean? And they don't have any respect or whatever. They don't fucking care. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Right, Kate?
good news?
Yes.
Again, question mark. A judge has ruled... This fucking administration, again, is trying to prevent a couple of undocumented kids, teens, from getting abortions.
What the
fuck? They want.
Is it... what about Roe v. Wade?
So
what about that?
They're fighting against it, but yesterday, a federal judge ruled that the Trump administration could not obstruct... two undocumented pregnant teens in U.S. custody from seeking abortions.
Does it ever occur to these fucknuts to help people?
The administration, the judge required the administration to allow the two teens to be transported to an abortion provider, quote, in order to obtain any pregnancy-related or abortion-related medical care and to obtain the abortion procedure itself.
It's their business. You know, it's their vagina. What if somebody told Trump what to do with that big, massive orange hog of his?
The judge said the teens would suffer irreparable injury without the order.
Yes.
And she issued it in view of the need to preserve the girls', quote, constitutional right to decide whether to carry their pregnancies to term.
Nah.
She did agree to stay her ruling for 24 hours in case the administration wanted to appeal.
Yeah.
And, of course, they appealed.
Yes.
They're both pregnant, undocumented 17-year-olds held in custody in two different undisclosed areas.
Okay.
We don't even know the states they're in.
Good God.
DACLU sought a temporary restraining order to prohibit the federal government from blocking their access to the procedures.
Right.
And I think one of them needs to get moving because she's like 20 weeks pregnant.
God, look at what they're doing to these people. Can you imagine the stress you're under?
They're trying to delay it and force her to term.
It's unfucking real. It's unfucking real. I think in Alabama... the shit, all these women that came forward against Roy Moore got. Why are they coming forward now? They're lying. They're this or that. God, what do you want from women? You know, you want to dominate the puss, and when they come forward and they say, hey, I'm being abused by these guys, now you don't believe them.
Right.
What the fuck? Now, you know, you're not giving Lily Tomlin a safe place to get into character and shit.
Now, listen to this. This sounds like, Handmaid's Tale. This is the administration representative.
God damn.
Court briefings filed says the government has strong and constitutionally legitimate interests in promoting its interest in life, in refusing to facilitate abortion, and in not providing incentives for pregnant minors to illegally cross the border to obtain elective abortions while in federal custody.
What the fuck?
By the way, we're not paying for these. This is a lie that spread all over the ninnies and social media that that we're paying for these kids' abortions. We're not.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders even made a reference to that today.
It's a lie.
I heard her say
an utter lie.
She's like, the government's not paying for abortions.
Correct.
Anymore. Well, we're not.
We're right.
No one's
and we're still not.
What the fuck?
That girl that they literally had days before her abortion was illegal because of the fuckers in Texas trying to force her into birth.
Yeah.
And remember how the Republicans got, or the administration, the Christos fascists got mad because like the next day after the court ruled, you have to let her have her abortion.
Oh yeah.
She went and got it.
Right.
And the administration was like, we didn't have time to file for an appeal.
Oh my God.
knowing that a week's difference may have made it where she could no longer have the abortion legally.
So that was their game all along. They're sure, just absolutely. Stretching it out.
100%.
And then what's the end game? She's going to have the baby, and then Trump, are you going to pay for it? Are you going to take care of it?
And paid for by sponsors, by the way. She had people that had donated money to pay for the procedure. The government had 0.0 to do with funding her for that. The ACLU even got her transportation.
Oh, my God.
To and from.
Why isn't the government helping her? Why aren't we helping her?
We have legitimate interests in promoting life.
What about her life?
So, and saying that pregnant minors are going to illegally cross the border to obtain elective abortions. It's not like they're going to leap across the border for a free abortion. That ain't how it works. What? And that's an utter lie. That now the morons on Fox News are going to be like, well, look at all these kids. I ain't paying for their abortion.
I'd like to think, the cynical part in me thinks, our government will just lie and lie, and there will never be any repercussions for them.
Yeah.
This is,
I hope it's 2018 criminal. Is repercussions. I hope we rip them the fuck out like a Brazilian wax.
God, sometimes it's like the GOP, I guess they'll pay for what they're doing in this country because they're not going to get elected next time around, hopefully. But Jesus Christ.
If we have fair elections, they're working on that, too.
Yeah. Voter fraud. Hey, Trump, what up with the 3 million illegal voters in California? Did you ever find anything about those guys or anything? Did anybody find anything out about them? 3 million people voted illegally.
Sure. They found none of them so far.
Got any pictures of it? None, huh? Yeah. Oh, shit.
0.0.
Damn.
A member of the ACLU's Reproductive Freedom Project, they have to have a whole wing.
Oh, my God.
Dedicated to a constitutionally protected right. Said, unfortunately, the Trump administration has shown no indication that they'll abandon their cruel and dystopian crusade to block abortion access for some of the most marginalized people in our country.
Yeah.
And again, people like the Trumps will be able to get any abortion they want anytime, anywhere.
Of course.
Even if it's 100% illegal.
And how many abortions has Trump paid for?
They'll go to rich Dr. Fuckwad, and they'll drop a few bills on his desk.
Yep.
And he'll do it.
You're telling me we don't have right-wing nut job senators that pay for abortions? I'm sure they knock people up. Guy, it's crazy.
There's a congressman who's, I believe, from Tennessee. I forget his name. Who was the guy that tried to talk his mistress into getting an abortion?
Oh,
he's a pro-life, running on pro-life.
Right.
Cheated on his wife and tried to convince the girlfriend to get an abortion.
But you don't want that right afforded to your constituents. That makes a lot of sense, dickhead. God. Well, I mean, I don't know. We're just fucked.
The hypocrisy.
Yeah.
Is blinding.
Yeah. Nobody gives a fuck. We should
all
be outraged.
So I guess, today or tomorrow we should hear about, they should be very soon ruling on that, because that one girl they're really dragging their feet.
Great.
One's 10 weeks pregnant, so she's got some time.
Imagine the stress she's under, too, you know? Media coverage, you're the focus of this fucking bullshit. And you're already, I can't imagine. I can't imagine the stress.
We've got the Liberty Council ringing in.
Fuck you. These guys are dirtbags, right?
This is Matt Staver, the chairman of this religious right legal group who defend such ingrown tit hairs.
Yes.
As Kim Davis.
Yeah.
For not passing out, for not allowing people who have the right to get married to get married because Jesus.
I'm an ingrown tit hair.
And anytime any people decide to sue a city or something to get some piece of Christian bullshittery taken off of public land, these guys swoop in.
Yeah, like dickheads.
And most
often lose.
Right.
Matt Staver, chairman of the Liberty Council, responded to this order that the two undocumented teenagers be allowed to access abortion by saying, quote, the Trump administration would be well within their rights to refuse to enforce this ruling.
What the fuck? Well within their rights?
You talk about
me. I don't understand that.
The lawlessness. This is what's amazing about these hypocritic scum. They, like Roy Moore, the lawless, law and order. Well, you had a law. We have a law. It says that, they knocked down a law that said gay people couldn't get married, thereby saying we have to let same-sex marriage happen and recognize it. And he said, fuck you, I don't like that law.
Him and Kim Davis, don't they always say, well, this conflicts with my religious views.
I don't give a flying fuck about your stupid religious views. Then don't get an abortion. Don't get gay married.
Right.
There's your solution, snowflakes. Don't tell someone else they can't get an abortion. Don't tell someone else they can't marry someone of the same sex.
It just doesn't affect you.
Right.
It's so fucked up. They need gay friends. People need...
So here they are saying a legal ruling by a judge.
Right.
Well, the president should just say, fuck you. Stuff a cork right in those vaginas. Make those whores who spread their legs.
You're right, dude. This is the Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah.
We really are headed in that direction.
Matt Staver said, this outrageous decision is an example of judicial activism.
Oh, my God.
And is shameful. So the Trump
upholding the law.
Well, and the Trump administration saying, we're not going to allow you. How is that not activism?
It's exactly activism.
Well, right.
I mean,
this decision forces the American taxpayers to fund human genocide. Again, a lie. We are not paying for this. We're not paying for them.
And the term, I bet people who have been through genocide might take umbrage with you calling abortion human genocide. Fuck, I mean, that's so crazy.
This decision forces the American taxpayers to fund human genocide. An additional irony is that an illegal minor can require Americans to abort her child, which otherwise would soon be born as an American citizen.
What that you say is a sleeper cell.
The judge totally ignores the deadly harm to the child.
Don't they say the
child?
God, it's a load.
President Trump and the administration would be well within their rights to refuse to enforce this extreme opinion. Fuck you, you asshole Christians. Yeah. Follow our goddamn laws.
Right.
Motherfuckers.
You know, it's just so insidious.
Yeah, and evil.
And you know what? It's always, it's always women that take the brunt of this fucking Christian bullshit.
Sure.
I mean, you know. Oh, God.
As much as they can.
Yeah. It sucks.
It says the president. Yesterday, the president was live tweeting Fox News Amtrak edition.
He was commenting on the story they were doing about the train?
Like, they said something, and then moments later, he tweeted it.
Wasn't he like, ooh, we need my infrastructure bill. This wouldn't
happen. Oh, yeah.
The train accident that just occurred in DuPont, Washington shows more than ever why our soon-to-be-submitted infrastructure plan must be approved quickly.
You know, he could have done that first.
Right.
That would have been the populist that ran. He could have said, we're getting bipartisan support. We're going to infrastructure the fuck out of this country and create real jobs.
Right. Instead, he did all those executive orders, those bans and all that other
shit. Many of them meant nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
That one that he signed about the Johnson Amendment, a few of them were like, I'm signing executive order to look into.
Yeah. And he ran on those infrastructure bills.
Sure.
He talked about that shit all the time.
We're going to build. I know how to build. Yeah. We're going to build.
And here he is kicking it down the road even more because they wanted to rip that Negro care out of everyone's everyone.
Starfish.
Then they wanted to make sure they get all their heinous, horrible tax cuts through.
Oh, God.
We're not going to see an infrastructure bill for a while.
Fuck no. But will the infrastructure bill include the wall?
Oh, I'm sure they'll try.
Well, then
I'm sure they'll try.
It's not going to fly.
Well, right.
That's crazy.
Right. Think of how many bridges and roads we could fix.
Yeah.
Those billions they want to spend on that moronic wall that we don't need.
The land grab that goes on with the
eminent domain thing?
Yeah, the property at the border.
Well, remember that was one of his things that he was challenged on when he was running, because apparently he said he's anti-eminent domain, but then when he decided, when they told him he would need it for the wall, suddenly he's pro-eminent domain.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If you're for the people, you're probably not for the government seizing their land.
Yeah, but if it's in an effort to keep rapists and serial killers and ISIS from spilling over from Mexico.
Which isn't happening. You mean like the last guy who flew in from Bangladesh?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, what about that
or
travel
the Tsarnaev
man,
brothers who flew in?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Right. Eminem put out a statement. He was doing a thing on how Eminem is anti-Trump, and he said he hated Trump ever since he said that thing that Mexico's sending their rapists over. He's like, that's insane.
you put up a Photoshop picture of an old man holding his move up with Donald Trump's
face
on it, and Stefan tweeted us, why do you have to post that picture? I need sleep.
Is that a cartoon?
Thanks for tweeting. It's a GIF file. Yeah.
Oh,
it's
some is that cartoon. A cartoon? I don't know. It looks funny. Thank you for tweeting at Crab Diving.
So there you go. The and that was moments after somebody on Fox News said we need positive train control because that ensures train separation and collision avoidance. Which, by the way, the Republicans were the ones that voted to take funding away from Amtrak.
Yes.
Just so you guys know.
Right.
And to put these this computer system in the trains to keep shit from like this happening, or to help with shit like this. Because what does it do? It detects if you're coming up on a curve that you're going too fast.
Right.
And it slows you down, whether the engineer wants it or not.
Jeez.
It takes over.
That seems like that would have helped. God. Why was that fucking guy going so fast anyway?
Well, I guess I'll figure that out.
Fucked up, man.
He went on and then he said infrastructure. And this is what President Trump is calling for in that infrastructure bill.
Oh,
to
my
just
God.
Rehabilitate our crumbling infrastructure. And Trump's like, oh, hand me my iPhone.
Right. But the train was new, right? I mean, it was a new train.
Brand new. First inaugural voyage of
the
new line.
So what crumbling infrastructure?
You know, I mean,
he's just an idiot.
He's talking about him putting that positive train control in there.
Right.
Which they didn't have the money for.
Right.
Because Republicans.
But you want to get, for every three regulations, you get rid of one, or every one new regulation.
That pesky rule that says put positive train control in, you're stifling.
You know, you have to regulate corporations and businesses, because if you don't, they just won't do it. They just won't. They don't regulate themselves. It just doesn't work like that.
Oh, no. Corporations always do the right thing.
Okay, yeah. Oh.
Amtrak's government run.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's the taxpayers' train system.
Oh, shit.
Of which there should be more.
Right, absolutely.
Jobs, think about those jobs.
Make them go slower, though, I'll say that much. Fuck that. God, everybody's got to be so fast, get around so fucking fast. Put me on the slow train. I don't want it to fly off the fucking thing, dude. That sucks.
They're making fun of Sarah Huckabee on the Twitter.
Boo.
Because she said... one of the evil mainstream media asked her, well, this tax bill, the president said he would do a tax bill that helped the poor and helped the middle class and would hurt himself.
Right.
Yet, what's come out is not that case. And Sarah Huckabee, of course, it likely will on the personal side. It could cost the president a lot of money.
Based on what?
On the personal side,
yeah, what
does
that
personal
mean?
Side does he have?
His feelings?
Where does his money? His money comes from Trump Enterprises.
Yeah,
it's not like they cut him. He's making minimum wage
for Trump Enterprises, and maybe his check will go up a little bit.
I mean, why doesn't he get a job at McDonald's? He likes McDonald's.
David Corin said, I'm racking my brain to figure out any way we could prove whether this is true. Any ideas, anyone? David Corin has been tweeting every single day since the inauguration that today would be a good day for Trump to release his tax returns.
Right.
Every day he tweets that.
Well, you said that Mueller might have him anyway, right? Mueller,
I have zero doubt that Mueller doesn't have them.
Hey, Bob, what are you doing? I mean, are you still looking at all this shit? Are you still working? Or?
And if that came out,
yes,
that's when he'll be losing his mind.
Schittler.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. If it leaked that they absolutely do have and have thoroughly gone through his tax returns, he will lose his mind. Yeah. That's the red line.
Right. But what red line, though? I mean, I thought the press special prosecutor could go wherever the investigation led him. I thought that was part of the deal.
Well, you know, talk to Jim Jordan. Talk to Matt Gaetz, our slime bag of a representative here.
Are you frustrated that Mueller's taking so long to get this guy fucking impeached, man? What the fuck, dude?
Well,
hire more
people. I'm not surprised, though, but people are wondering what's going to happen because, you know, these stupid lawyers at Trump's have just to shut him up have been like, don't worry, Don, it'll be over by Christmas.
They're lying to him.
It'll be fine.
But what if Don's listening to this podcast and we're blowing it for his lawyers?
Well, meanwhile, then it came out, I think it was yesterday or today, that Mueller has told his team.
Yes.
Don't expect to go back to your day jobs until late next year.
Oh, shit. Wow.
Late 2018.
Well, man. Hey, Bob, I don't want you to wrap it up in the interest of stopping the investigation. Hire twice the staff. Let's get real. Can't he hire more people and then you get twice the amount of work?
Imagine what he's
dumb?
Finding.
I don't know. Dead bodies?
That it's
going
to take him till the middle of next year. And
because
then, again,
Trump's finances might be so complicated or this whole business is so fucked up.
Trumpanzee, I was arguing with somewhere in comments, who said that compared it to like some no he it was like there's you it's there's no evidence of collusion. There's no evidence of collusion. It's been almost a year now, and he doesn't have anything.
Then what up with the Flynn pleading guilty?
And that there haven't been any indictments yet of. Well, there have, which, by the way, we have to remind them. His national security advisor, his fucking national security advisor. You know how senior of a position that is?
It's pretty senior.
Has pled guilty.
It's senior as fuck, baby. It's senior.
It's a witch hunt.
It's a witch hunt with real witches.
But they just don't. They're like, well, there haven't been any indictments. And then I pointed out that. At this point in
what happened to
Watergate,
Manafort?
At this point in Watergate, there were no indictments.
Paul Manafort was indicted, though.
And they weren't going after, they weren't obviously going after the president yet, even.
Yeah.
They were, but they hadn't tipped their hand in the investigations that they were going after, that what they were finding on Nixon.
Yeah.
Well, you know, so that's why he's saying, well, there's obviously nothing. They got Flynn. That's it.
Yeah. I wonder what the expectations were back in the day when this whole Watergate shit started. Did people automatically assume it went all the way to Nixon? Because I feel like when the Mueller thing started with Trump, Trump is
I don't
guilty.
Think at all.
You know
they thought
I mean?
It was some yahoos who broke into the opposition party's headquarters to steal some shit and to snoop.
Yeah.
It wasn't. I don't even. I don't know my history that well, but I don't know if Nixon knew about it ahead of time, but he definitely covered it up.
I'm trying to remember.
And that's where he got in trubs was for covering it up and obstruction of justice.
Fuck you.
They got Trump. A lot of people are saying they got Trump on RICO. Forget the fucking the collusion or whatever, the Russia
stuff.
That
doesn't matter.
That they're going to be able to, even if they don't prove that Donald knew there about the Russian. There is collusion, by the way, and conspiracy. If it doesn't go as far as Trump, if somehow there's plausible deniability that he didn't know.
Yes.
Only is that believable because it's Trump, because he's so fucking stupid. And he is the opposite of a micromanager.
Right.
Right? Get it done. I don't care.
He doesn't know.
Get it done. Make me win. Yeah, make America great.
I think he
knows no details.
Yeah.
He doesn't care.
You know what I think he likes doing? I picture him in these tweet storms and stuff. He's, I don't know, when he sits and he watches TV, does he have like a recliner or is it a chair? Is it a nice couch? I imagine a coffee table in front of him. He's got...
I have a beanbag.
Oh, yeah. He's got
lay back in.
He's got a beanbag.
Very comfortable.
He's got an array of McDonald's laid out with no buns on any of the sandwiches. He's got his candy bars and his fucking milkshakes and shit. He's got his Twitter out. He's doing battle. He's watching MSNBC.
Yeah, he loves it.
He's tweeting at Mika. He's talking to Fox and Friends. He's ready to go. That's how he's, you know, that's how he rules, right? You know.
What's up, Kate? That's what's going on there. They're making fun of Jesse Waters, too.
Oh, God, I forgot that guy existed. What a piece of garbage.
I don't know how long this clip is. I don't know how much we can handle this. But this is...
being racist.
This is from... Is this Waters?
I hate it when he made fun of that old Chinese dude. That was the shittiest fucking thing ever. She need to go out?
I don't know.
You have to go out?
She might. Okay, I'll take her out.
This is...
I'll miss Jesse Waters. I'd rather watch a dog take a shit in the front yard.
Good girl.
She didn't go out before the show. She didn't feel like it. She went out, but she didn't perform. This is from the, I don't know which show this is on Fox, quote, news, unquote. But here is Jesse Waters. And I think, this is a compilation, actually, put together over here at Media Matters of right-wing media. And I think there's one of the clips included in here is of Jesse Waters. And there might be a Kellyanne Conway. So gird your ear loins and prepare for a melange here of assholery as these right-wing nut jobs call it a coup, which how is that not inciting violence? If you're saying that Mueller's investigation against Trump is a coup, that means... that they're, you know, like the fucking Comet ping pong pizza lunatics. How there's going to be some asshole with some 3% militia gun fuck who is going to be like, well, Mueller, he's staging a coup. I'm going to have to get him. So here is a little melody or a little compilation of a series of right wing nut jobs calling Mueller's investigation a coup.
What is happening here is a coup d'etat, what I call a soft coup.
That's Hannity. What I call a soft coup.
A soft coup? That sounds
you would
creepy.
Know.
Yeah. Ooh.
But how is this not inciting violence? I was just screaming while you were watching the dog shit.
Is this the ham-faced Hannity dickbag?
This is all of them. This is a little compilation put together by Media Matters. But just how dangerous this rhetoric is.
Right. And it's also vomitous.
From these assholes calling it a coup. It's an investigation, a 100% legal investigation with no shenaniganry.
Right.
In fact, there could have been the appearance of bias. There is no proof that this guy was biased in his actual work.
Right. Are you talking about Mueller?
No. That agent that they released his text messages talking about how what a disaster it's going to be if Trump's elected and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they also released, by the way, shockingly,
shocker,
we find out that the Republicans are going and the conservatives are going after selectively edited.
Oh, okay.
That those texts and a couple of them in context, the guy even goes after Hillary a couple of times. He hates Bernie.
Right. But they don't show those.
No.
Just the anti-Trump shit. Because
and,
it's a
and even
hunt.
One of the things he said about Trump, there was something he said either before or after
yeah.
that mitigates it a little bit. Like, you, there's no proof
right.
that it was biased
yeah.
In his performance.
Yeah. And how is it crazy for somebody to say, if Trump is elected, it's going to be a fucking disaster?
Well, right, right.
I mean, it's not that crazy. Yeah.
What I call a soft coup.
A silent coup to get him out of office, ultimately.
This is a silent
Rush Limbaugh.
Yes.
Coup. Sean.
Mike Levin, silent coup.
Oh, that guy sucks.
Here we have the father of the press secretary.
Ooh.
Mike Huckabee.
Ultimately.
This is a silent coup.
That's
Sean, I've said it before. Let me say it with you tonight. This is an attempted coup d'etat to get rid of the duly elected president of the United States.
So the people who need to be jailed when this is all over are additionally people like this for inciting
yeah.
violence, for the people wanting their president to be held accountable.
Put me in charge. Listen, the black vans will round all you dick bags up. Fuck you.
We're going to lose the country.
This is about a full-on assault by the left, the Democratic Party, to absolutely carry out a coup d'etat against President Trump.
Now, this is on Fox News. And granted, it's fucking Lou Dobbs, who everyone knows is an ass bag.
And
it's an opinion show. But nonetheless, so is Hannity.
It's
all these shows
news.
Are opinion shows. You turn on Fox News, you tune into Lou Dobbs, and you're hearing these lies, this
also,
bullshit.
You know, most cable companies, when you surf around on their channel menu, Fox is categorized as news, right?
Roughly.
I mean, yeah. It is, though.
Right,
I mean,
right,
you
yeah.
know, so it leads you to believe it's right. news, unless you live in fucking Canada, right? Because they said Fox couldn't be news anymore.
They're like,
there.
No, we're opinion.
You're
the
garbage.
Only news is Shep Smith and Chris Wallace.
God damn it, Shep, you got to quit Fox. Come on.
Against President Trump.
Trying to overthrow an elected president via a silent coup based entirely upon lies created by the Hillary campaign.
The dossier is entirely lies. That's another one of the bullshit stories. The totally discredited. And you even heard a couple of those congressmen the other day when they were interviewing Rosenstein that said the totally false, discredited, disproven dossier.
Oh, my God.
Based entirely upon lies created by the Hillary campaign.
It is more dangerous than anything you can imagine.
New report.
That's Sebastian Gorka, the community theater Bond villain.
Well, he had a job in the White House, didn't he?
It is the most dangerous thing.
By the Hillary campaign.
It is more dangerous than anything you can imagine.
New report reveals several key aides to the Obama administration plotted a coup against President Trump.
Plotted a coup.
This is OAN. This is this new network that Trump fucking loves. This makes Fox look like lefty commie
OAN.
Pinkos.
I've never heard of those guys.
Oh, yeah. Trump loves it. He's retweeted them a couple of times.
Oh, God.
Coup against President Trump.
Plotted a coup.
This is not a game. What is happening in this country is dangerous, and it needs to be stopped.
The investigation was weaponized to destroy his presidency for partisan political purposes and to disenfranchise millions of American voters.
So every one of these fucking traitors, and that's the word I'm going to use, is okay with Russians' interference, possible Russian swinging the election.
Yeah.
They're A-okay with it. This is all fake to try to bring down their daddy.
God.
That it's a lie from the Democrats. Fucking traitor scum. It
right.
really is disgusting. I would hope that if it were reversed, that the Democrats would be better.
Of course.
I hope.
Of course, because when any kind of bullshit goes on, it's not tolerated. You think Elizabeth Warren would tolerate this? In her own party. Do you think Bernie
would? I would hope
would?
Not.
Do you think
I mean,
fucking
I would,
Obama would tolerate this with
I
Cory
would hope
Booker?
Not.
Fuck no.
Yeah.
Of course they wouldn't. And they haven't given you any reason to think otherwise. The Republicans, however, I am not surprised.
How is this not treasony?
I
all
beats
of these
the shit
people
out of me.
Trying to discredit a lawful investigation against a potentially criminal president.
But the thing is, we don't know what the Russians are still doing. I mean, we should know. We should aggressively be figuring out what the... Everyone should want to know what the fuck they're doing in our government. What they're manipulating our democracy.
But no, the...
That should be our concern.
And this is only half hour. I mean, half over. This is just little clips. Almost all from Fox, by the way. A couple from OAN.
These fucking Republicans, it's any... The party before anything. They don't give a flying fuck. Because they're donor... They're fucking little donor whores, like you said.
Yeah.
Whorism. Donor whores.
Here's a couple more.
Franchise millions of American voters. Now, if that's true, we have a coup on our hands in America.
I mean,
so removing a criminal president is disenfranchising millions of voters. So when Nixon resigned, they forced Nixon to resign. That was disenfranchising all those poor Nixon voters.
God damn, dude. I mean, the thing is, if the Republicans were on the right side of this from the beginning, if Mitch the Bitch and Paul Ryan came together and they said, listen, we need to figure out what the fuck is going on, you know, and they came out against this shit and they acknowledged, you know, the evidence and facts and said, yeah, there could be Russian collusion. We need to figure this out. They would look like heroes. If they could put... our country's safety in front of the fucking party and their little donor dickheads, things would be a lot different.
Well, yeah, and if the situation were also reversed, a tiny whiff of any impropriety and we'd be sitting through multiple congressional hearings on Benghazi.
Well, yeah.
In addition to everything else.
Oh, my God, but our emails.
They're trying now.
Yeah.
Why aren't we looking into Uranium One? Where's the special counsel for that?
You fucking national security guard pled guilty. He copped a deal with Mueller, right? I mean,
yeah.
That doesn't alarm anyone, anybody at Fox News. That doesn't bother anybody. You don't want to get to the bottom of what's fucking going on. You know, all this shit with Mike Flynn. He's an agent in Turkey. He's given speeches, you know, that Putin attended. He got paid for in Russia. He was our national fucking security advisor. Nobody gives a shit.
The here's a PTL Live.
Yes.
Let's do a little quick drop in on Jim Baker slinging some
unit. And what's the price on that?
$1,468.
Oh. So basic fuel-less generator starter bundle, $1,468.
Yes. Right.
To save you after all the brown people take over.
Boo.
After the coup.
Coo-coo-coo-choo.
For those who say, let's get started. For those who say, let's get started.
Yes.
This, you can get started. Okay, so this one here is what's the price?
This is the basic. $468 right here.
$468.
And again, Pastor, just the unit itself is a $2,500.
That's right.
Retail value.
So you're
from
saving,
the manufacturer.
You're saving on this deal.
It's over $1,000 savings just here, and then if you want to call it, this is bonus, and the cable's bonus. So I mean,
God, I really wonder how much he makes off of this shit.
He's got to make a lot of money. I mean, you know, because he's on there all the fucking time, dude. I mean, he must be killing it, especially it's Christmas,
but do these old Christians have money? These dumb old Christians that buy his bullshit?
Yeah, there's no way he's... This must be profitable, or why else would... I mean, how many Jim Baker clips do we get a week?
Well, right.
I mean, shit.
It helps us.
He's not doing it for nothing. He's not doing it to spread the word of God, that's for sure.
Oh, well, of course.
Mean.
The, now they're talking about these rules.
Yes.
I guess this is a kind of a big deal. They really fucked up with this law.
Okay.
So 7 provisions that could disappear from the health bill. God, this is crazy. So,
is this the tax plan?
I think they kind of fucked up. Yeah. With what they sent to the, I'll say.
God, they can't do anything. They just can't govern. My God, again, they have the Congress, they have the Senate, they have the House, they have the presidency. What's up, Republicans? You got everything. You're holding all the cards. But then I heard some fucking dickhead screaming about the Democrats being obstructionists. Today I heard that. How so? How is that?
It says there are three rule issues with the Senate. They call them bird rules. It must have to do with Senator Bird that instituted them. Budget committee says these provisions may be struck from the conference report absent 60 votes. In other words, if they can't get Democrats to jump on board,
right?
There are some provisions in the House tax bill that need to be voted 60. You know, they're trying to cram it through on a simple 50-50, 50.1, whatever,
right?
Vote, so that they won't have to go 60 votes.
Right.
But there are apparently the dummies down in the House sent up a bill that contains shit that needs 60 votes.
Oh, okay.
So now they're going to have to get rid of them.
Shit.
Bernie Sanders says it's our intention to raise points of order to remove these provisions from the conference report and then require the House to vote for the bill again.
So, nah.
Good for the Democrats.
Yeah. You fucking idiot Republicans. What did Paula Page do? He fucked up his whole agenda by missing a deadline?
Yeah, yeah.
Nah.
like he thought by doing nothing
what was that?
I think they have the opposite of a pocket veto in Maine where you sit on it and nothing happens, and that means you basically veto it.
Sit
but I think in Maine,
pocket veto.
if the governor sits on a bill that was passed by the legislature, it passes.
Oh, shit.
And Paul LePage was all pissed because he was making a big show of not signing.
Yeah.
And then I think he was going to veto them, but he missed the deadline.
What
so all these laws
fucking
took
idiot.
Effect. And then he screamed bloody murder and tried to sue and shit. And they're like, no, sorry.
Fucking spec.
That's the law. Again, lawless. Lawless yes. Republicans. I don't like that law. I want to change it. It doesn't apply to me.
Right. I'm special. Look at me.
Such gross. Our country's so fucked right now.
Stupid.
We need to get money out of politics. It's just the biggest thing. The worst thing.
Get the Republicans out of politics.
Well, that's
you
the,
racism,
right now they're the biggest
bigotry.
Ones. Yeah. And the Democrats also. The neoliberals are not 100% innocent either.
Yeah. These Republicans are dirty as fuck.
We need to get them, and that's where I disagree with Chris Matthews, who was kind of being a dick. He was talking to someone from MoveOn.org. I think it was Karine Jean-Pierre. I think is her name.
Ooh, oui.
She is from MoveOn.org, and they said, "Well, Doug Jones, who won in Alabama." Are you guys going to encourage him to go full lib and vote for lib, or do you think he should vote with some Republicans sometimes? Because he's in fucking Alabama,
right?
Maybe he'll be able to get voted in again. Because most people think this is a fluke, and you know, right. Next time they're going to put up maybe a less child rapey candidate. No guarantees, though. They are Republicans, and that they will then. He might win as an incumbent.
Yeah.
So that maybe if he votes a little more centrist.
Right.
And she said, no, we think he should vote full bore.
Right.
Full Bernie level populism.
Give those
bring
people
that back
what
to,
they fucking
bring that
wanted.
Back to his state. Yes. And go and Chris Matthews lost his mind. He's
that'll
like,
bring the
you can't do
out,
that.
Though,
that's
right?
not going to work. You can't do that. You can't get those people to vote for that.
You give the people what they want, and maybe they'll come out and vote again.
Right.
Be little centrist assholes. How does that...
Because the only reason many of the people voted for Trump was because of that populism. That
right.
economic populism that we now know was a big, giant fucking lie.
Yeah, it was bullshit.
Back tomorrow, y'all. Hump Day with more of this bullshit. Don't forget iTunes. We're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. Leave us good reviews, thumbs us up, and everything that really does help us out.
That's right, Pat.
Everything else is at crabdiving.com. Don't forget K-Voice.
Yes.
Voice of Resistance, a brand new sparkling one right after this show if you're listening live. Otherwise, also on iTunes and Stitcher. Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter at RatedRComedy, his Instagram at RatedRComedy, or go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking vile.
We want you guys to have a great fucking evening. We're back tomorrow with more of this bullshit.
Viva la resistance.
Did you bring condoms? Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.